AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she is confident President Biden's two big infrastructure bills will pass. She's hoping it will happen soon.
I think many of you know I was really very unhappy about not passing the BIF last week. I really was very unhappy because we had an October 31st deadline, and I thought that that was eloquent, but not enough, I guess.
Democrats added key provisions, including bringing back a new paid family leave program. In Kenosha, Wisconsin, a detective testified at the murder trial of Kyle Rittenhouse. 2.5 seconds before Rittenhouse began shooting in the streets, someone in the crowd fired a shot into the air. The defense has said that shot made Rittenhouse think he was under attack. Rittenhouse is charged in the shooting deaths of two people in Kenosha during violent protest that broke out over the police shooting of a black man. Millions of workers in the U.S. have a deadline. Get vaccinated against the coronavirus by January 4th or be tested weekly. More from the AP's Sagar Magani.
The Biden administration drafted the rules under emergency authority meant to protect workers from an imminent health hazard. Senior officials say the rules preempt state laws banning employers from requiring vaccinations. More than 24 Republican state attorneys general say only Congress can enact such requirements under emergency authority and have indicated they will sue.
Workers will be able to ask for exemptions on medical or religious grounds. A senior administration official says companies will be targeted if there are complaints. A Russian analyst who provided information for the dossier and research used during the Trump-Russia investigation has been charged with lying to the FBI when questioned about his work. Igor Danchenko functioned as a source for Christopher Steele, a former British spy who was paid by Democrats to examine ties between Russia and Donald Trump during the campaign. This is AP News. The nation's trade deficit reached an all-time high.
The trade deficit was just under $81 billion in September, the highest it has ever been. The previous high was $73 billion in June. The deficit is the gap between what the U.S. exports to the rest of the world and the imports it purchases from other countries. The Commerce Department says exports dropped 3% in September, while imports increased 0.6%. Part of the export decline was due to a nearly 16% drop in petroleum exports related to drilling rig and oil refinery shutdowns during Hurricane Ida in the Gulf of Mexico. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Russian President Vladimir Putin marked the National Unity Day holiday with a trip to Crimea, declaring the region will always be part of Russia. Russia annexed Crimea from Ukraine in 2014 in the wake of the overthrow of Ukraine's Kremlin-friendly president. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.